This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by Pirates of the Amphibian at Wit's End and Weirdos Like You. Thank you.
It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel.
It's Pirate Week at 11 Point Caller, and I've got a question for you right after this.
Roll call! Long John Silver?
Aye, aye, sir!
Shortstack Stevens?
Aye.
One-Eyed Jack?
Aye.
Black-Eyed Pea?
Yeah.
Wall-Eyed Pike?
Aye.
Polly Lobster?
Aye.
Mad Monty?
Aye.
Sweetums?
Aye.
Old Tom.
Aye, aye.
Real Old Tom.
Aye.
Dead Tom.
Aye, aye.
Clueless Morgan.
Huh?
Headless Bill. Headless Bill. Big Fat Ugly Bug Face Baby Eating O'Brien.
Aye.
Angel Marie.
Aye, aye.
Gentlemen, may I see you in my cabin? Immediately?
Who hired this crew? This is undoubtedly the seediest bunch of cutthroats, villains, and scoundrels I have ever seen, so who hired them?
Big Fat Ugly Bug Face Baby Eating O'Brien was played by costume designer Ellis Flight. At the time of Muppet Treasure Island, she was the wife of which Muppeteer? A. Jerry Nelson, B. Brian Henson, C. Steve Whitmire, D. John Henson, or E. Bill Barretta? The correct answer was Brian Henson. Studies in Henson History. Today's topic, pirates. To analyze the Muppets' relationship with pirates, we'll have to start with The Muppet Show. Let's listen to that classic Pigs in Space sketch with John Cleese.
And now, Pigs in Space! Starring the acrophobic Captain Link Hogthrob, the illustrious first mate, Miss Piggy, and the sesquipedalian Dr. Strangeport. As we join our story today.
Only his long late night watches. Ah, the loneliness of command. What the hell?
This year's ship be under siege.
Pardon. Who are you?
I be Long John Silverstein, deadliest pirate of the seven seas.
You can't be a pirate.
Of course I'm a pirate. I got a hat, a parrot, and a hook. What else should I be? A management consultant?
Okay. So you're a pirate.
So I'm a pirate.
Wrong hand, stupid.
What?
The hook was on the left hand.
Don't nag me now. I'm in the middle of laying siege.
You're going to spend the evening at home.
No.
It's always the same.
Well, listen, now what is it that you want exactly?
I'll tell you, Captain. I be master of the ship now. Oh, I told you, just wear an eye patch, leave the hook at home, but you wouldn't listen.
But you're big.
Well, this is all ridiculous. This is a spaceship.
What?
This is the Swine Trek, bound for the other side of the universe. You're supposed to be on an ocean someplace.
See? I told you
shut up!
Oh, sure, shut up, sure, yeah. But when you want somebody at home to share a cracker with or something, that's different. Just find somebody else to talk.
What?
Excuse me.
Sorry. Where be the crew of this year, tub now, Captain?
Oh, they're asleep. If you want them, you can call them on the intercom on the wall.
A pirate don't use an intercom. Could be sissy.
Don't be so fussy.
Oh, all right. Ah! This be no intercom. This be a payphone.
I know, it's a design flaw that slipped by us.
Where be me doubloons? Ah!
Look at those doubloons! Oh, we were broke, you said. That's why you didn't take me to dinner. We had to capture a ship, you said.
Listen, will you just...
Oh, you used to take me out all the time.
Later, we'll discuss it later.
You don't love me anymore.
Of course I love you. I am working now.
And you're making a lousy job of it.
You want to be an ex-parrot?
Wait a minute, two can play at that game. Take this. This has never happened before.
Man, the old box!
Prepare the old days!
Prepare the old days!
We made for the punchline!
We already did that!
Eggs in space!
Now that was hilarious!
Yes, it was really funny.
You suppose they meant it to be?
In an At the Dance sketch in the fifth season, or just listen.
Hey, you know what sea monsters eat?
I give up.
Fish and ships.
Why do we keep dancing around in a circle?
Because me wooden leg be screwed to the floor.
The whole entire episode of The Muppet Show, guest starring Glenda Jackson, was devoted to pirates.
Ahoy there.
Glenda. May I come in?
Come aboard. Officer of the watch, pipe the frog aboard.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure you were comfortable.
Me? Oh, any old port in a storm.
I'm sorry I've been so busy.
Bilge wash. I'm glad to see you run a tight little ship.
Glenda, do you have any connection with the sea?
Meet Black Jackson, the heartless pirate captain. Aha!
And I be Eric, the heartless pirate parrot.
That's silly. You're not a parrot, you're a penguin.
This be a disguise.
Oh, yeah? Well, take it off.
No.
What's the matter? Aren't you wearing your parrot suit underneath?
And get it crumpled.
He do be a ruthless, heartless pirate, but he do like his privacy.
Wait a second. I didn't order that music sting.
No, I did. I'm taking over.
Oh, well, you and whose army?
Me and my army. Now, me bunny boyos, 1, 2, 3, 4. You go stealthy now, and we do be masters of this tub.
Wait a minute. You can't take over my theater with this motley band.
They will have the help of Short John Silver.
And two sweetums?
Actually, I think he ate three. Perhaps you'd better count the chickens.
Now the best know-how that a pirate's got.
Tie the man down.
Is what nuts what and what nuts not what.
Give me the rope to tie the man down. In a pirate ship or a little bitty yacht. Tie the man down. Reef knot,
fanny knot,
monkey's fist, and the sheep shank knot.
There's notch to knot and notch to not knot.
A splice is nice, but a noose is not.
It goes with a hitch and hangs a lot. Give me some rope.
Okay, That was not too terrific.
It not be our fault. No one showed us the ropes.
All ashore that's going ashore. I have told you never to do that when I am giving orders.
How come he doesn't have that patch over his eye?
He's dead, Ian, Dick. All ashore that's going ashore!
Wait a second. We're already ashore.
No, we are not, you silly frog. We've cast off to look for buried treasure.
What?
Buried treasure, you know, pieces of eight doubloons, 15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo, ho, ho, what a bubble of rum.
Hold it. That's ridiculous. I am not going to go along with anything ridiculous like that.
Oh, yes, you are. What? Tie him up, lad. Weigh the anchor.
We did. 2.5 tons.
He learns slow, but he learns good. Cast off the bow lines!
Hey.
Cast off the stern lines! Cast off the punch lines!
Yeah. Lando, wait a second. This is a theater.
Oh, it is it? Set a course for the Spanish Main! Hey. Listen! Kermit, we're underway!
Nice special effect.
You think we tied him too tight?
No. His eyes were always like that.
Ah, I think I see a free table.
Really were?
It's right behind you.
Have you parrots always known how to talk?
No, the first school for talking parrots began over 2,000 years ago by one of Ben-Hur's great aunts.
Was it any good?
You mean you haven't heard of the famous parrots of Ben's aunts?
You know that pirate they call Pegleg? He's a pretty good dancer.
Of course! I know I'd seen him somewhere before.
Oh, where was that?
At the hop!
Cheer ho, the writers! Hoist the laugh track!
Do you have a ring in your ear?
No.
Well, all real pirates have a ring in their ear.
I never heard that.
How do you hear it?
Ladies and gentlemen, they say the show must go on, but they never say why. Well, right now, the show must not go on, because I quit. I give up. Our guest star is a pirate. The theater is sailing out to sea, and I'm losing my mind.
No, you can't stop the show now, not before the grand finale.
What grand finale?
The musical battle at sea.
No. There will be no musical battle at sea.
Too late, Kermit. Look. Was only a warning shot. All hands on deck for the musical battle at sea!
Sailing over the bounding main. Many a stormy wind shall blow to tackle foam again. Sailing over the bounding main. Many a stormy wind shall blow to tackle foam again.
Does it stop doing these terrible things to my frog's pig?
Okay, just for a change, I'll do something terrible to your frog's pig. Hold me here!
Let's do it!
Fire! Fire to the mast! Make her off the plank! Fire up!
Wait a minute! Help!
Captain, we'll be out of ammunition.
Rotten bedraggled! What are we gonna use?
Hey, why don't you use us? After what we do best?
Flying zucchini! Ship is under the command of the scourge of the sea, Gonzo the Great!
I will.
Get into Muppet Treasure Island later, but first, there is more. There was a sketch on the Jim Henson Hour featuring Ted Danson on a pirate-themed cruise.
Were we lucky or what, Pumpkin? Just yesterday saying, let's take a cruise.
And now, here we are, lucky us, on the only cruise ship that had any room.
We're so lucky.
Ahoy there, you miserable landlubbers! Welcome to the Jolly Roger, flagship of the Pirate Cruise Line! So wash the bilge out of your ears and look lively! Arrgh!
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm your host. My name be Scurvy.
Scurvy?
Been called that ever since I caught the dread plague and spent a fortnight spitting up buckets of black blood!
Oh, well, yes, that's a lovely story, but I think there's been some sort of mistake. Is there anybody else we could speak to?
Arrgh! Pegleg, get your briny bones out here.
Hi, I'm Pegleg. I'll be your waiter tonight. Our specials are salt pork and maggoty biscuits. Arrgh!
I don't think so. Not that it isn't tempting. Pumpkin?
I'll just have a club soda.
Yes, two club sodas, please.
Club sodas?
With a twist of lime.
Oh, you son of a sea cow. I'll give you club sodas.
Oh, good.
Here.
Ah, what's this?
Well, you want anything on the pirate cruise? You've got to fight for it. Arrgh, arrgh.
Oh, I hate these places where you have to fight your way to the bar.
Arrgh!
Still. All right, you swill, swinging sea scum. Club sodas, please.
Oh, well, certainly, sir. Will that be, cash or, charge to your,
cabin.
Cabin, sir.
Charge, thank you.
Oh, well, just sign here.
Right, 15% of three doubloons.
Wow. Well, thank you, sir.
Ready? Oh, yeah.
Mr. Danson, don't worry, I'll save you. Ooh.
Are you the one they call Peg Leg?
Odd.
Well, then, this is for you. Timber!
Oh.
Here we go, Pumpkin. Here's your club soda.
Where's the twist of lime?
Oh, no. I forgot it.
Oh, never mind. I'll get it. Arrgh!
That's my pumpkin.
Arrgh! 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 Arrgh!
Arrgh! Boy, that Ted Danson really gets into the spirit of things, doesn't he?
Okay, Chief. The floor is fixed.
All good.
Yeah, I found this piece of wood exactly the right size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, you mangy wharf rats. Give us back our prank.
He wants those cutlasses. There are power lines all over this place.
Oops.
It was our mistake.
Sorry.
Hey, Kermit, everything okay?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, well, great lighting. Mm. Real dramatic.
Yeah, thanks.
Most recently, in 2011, Kermit went to the premiere of Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Hi-ho! Or maybe I should say, yo-ho-ho! I am Kermit the Frog, and I am here at the Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tide premiere. Yes, folks, I am here at Disneyland, where they are having the most amazing red, well, black carpet event I have ever seen. In fact, I believe it's the only black carpet event I've ever seen. There are stars everywhere. People like Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, Jeffrey Rush. And with any luck, folks, we'll be meeting them all as they arrive here on the black carpet tonight. So, buckle your swashbuckler and shiver your timbers. I have a feeling we're in for a very strange voyage tonight.
Let me ask you a question.
You may ask me a question.
Would you do a film with us?
You bet I would.
You would?
Are you kidding?
Do you want to be part of the peas?
Of course I do.
And we could have Miss Piggy act like Fergie.
Maybe we don't want to do that.
You don't think so?
I think, she kind of hogs the spotlight.
Can she shake her lady lumps?
Well, yes, but that's probably why we don't want her to do it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. You may be one of the few people who knows me by my Spanish name.
Grana Gustavo.
Yeah, it's Gustavo. That's right.
I heard you have a movie coming out.
I do. Thank you for mentioning it, because I got a plug. That's wonderful.
That's a talking frog.
That's a talking frog.
That is a talking frog.
I'm the only talking frog in show business, my friend.
How do you do, man?
It's wonderful to meet you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Can I ask you a serious question, sir?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Yes, okay. I have a surprise for you. Ben, keep talking. I'm going to be back in 2 seconds.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Kermit is a big fan, like a lot of the people.
Here. Okay, I'm back.
Wow.
What do you think?
You look better than I did.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I do. I just had to do this because I know a lot of people dress in pirate garb.
No, you got it really down, man.
Thank you. I got to get the swagger. You know?
Yeah. It requires rum.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I like that even better. I might pickle myself. Bye, John.
See you, man. Bye, Kermit.
What a guy. Arr. Don't touch the dreads. No, I don't know. I don't think I'm good at it. Whatever.
All right, we're good. Is it time flies when you're having fun?
Yes,
or time's fun when you're having flies?
Having flies. That's where my motto is.
I know it's your motto, and yeah. I live by that.
It's a frog motto plus guys who ride motorcycles.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, that would be me.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, yes, because I have a fat boy.
You do?
I wouldn't mind of having had you on my shoulder all the way through this film.
Oh, my goodness. I could have been like a parrot or a monkey.
A monkey.
I think we actually tried to interview the monkey earlier. She had great things to say about you, but not a good talker, really.
I didn't know the monkey was coming tonight. I just think that's just a tiny little bit egocentric and a bit pushy.
Those monkeys, you know, they're very self-centered. Oh my goodness. Keith Richards. How are you, sir?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think he's remembering that night we had in London. Oh, dear. Nice to see you, my friend.
Oh, I love the Muppets. Where's Miss Piggy?
Oh, well, she's not here tonight, but I know you had a run-in with her on the show.
Much sexier than her.
Well, yeah, I almost have to agree. I've actually thought it might be fun to try, you know, maybe a little dancing of my own.
Oh, dear, you're a bit stiff, aren't you, man?
Bring more fluid?
Yeah. Use your arms, brother. Imagine you're swimming. You're swimming.
Oh.
That's better. You see? Oh, there
I
you
like
go.
That. Oh, that's wonderful. If you don't mind me asking kind of a personal question, you guys could cut the cameras for this. Are you here by yourself?
I am.
You're kidding.
I'm here with my sister.
Well, no, that's different. I don't mean that.
What about a kiss on the cheek?
Can we seal the deal with a kiss?
Okay. My dream has come true.
Could I get a little reciprocal, just a little peck?
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on.
Ow!
Thank you, man.
Wow. We shared saliva. That was disgusting.
I got lip gloss on you.
I don't care. You guys got that on camera? listen, Piggy, if you're watching this, that meant nothing. It was purely just for show. It's a premiere. Everybody's in kind of excitable frame of mind. And, oh boy, am I going to be in trouble. Hey, listen, folks. I have had a wonderful evening here at the Pirates of the Caribbean premiere. You know, some old friends, some new friends, some very nice kisses. And not only that, I got a meeting with Jerry Bruckheimer. You can't beat that. What more could a frog want? Ooh. And it certainly got me in the mood for the premiere of our brand new movie, The Muppets. And that'll be out at Thanksgiving. So I hope you all had a good time. I certainly enjoyed being your correspondent from the black carpet. And, well, I guess I'm off to see the movie. You can go home now.
And now, finally, for the closing clips, is an assortment of Muppet Treasure Island-related stuff.
Hundreds of years ago, huge ships sailed the oceans, carrying gold and treasures from faraway lands. Since the dawn of time, there have been those who would rather steal than earn a living. On land, they were called robbers and thieves. On the sea, they were called pirates. Stories of Blackbeard, Captain Kidd, Black Bart, and their lost treasures have fascinated readers for centuries. And the best loved of all pirate stories is Treasure Island. Now, prepare to embark on the greatest pirate adventure ever.
Everyone.
Hey-ho, we'll go anywhere the wind is blowing. Boys love sails and sail.
Sailing for adventure on the big blue.
Raise the gangplank.
Redlands.
Let go forward line. Let go aft line.
Mr. Errol, just set the sails.
Set the sails.
Take a cruise, you said.
Huh?
See the world, you said. Now here we are stuck on the front of this stupid ship.
Well, it could be worse. We could be stuck in the audience.
Oh! No one's ever seen the Muppets do Treasure Island, which is going to be pretty weird.
I do believe that Robert Louis Stevenson actually wrote the captain of the ship as a frog. That's a little known fact.
Join us as we travel to the four corners of the globe in search of a movie treasure in The Muppets Take to the High Seas, the making of Muppet Treasure Island.
This voyage has begun.
Making a classic pirate motion picture is as demanding as any high seas adventure. You must carefully follow a map and cautiously adhere to its route, or you will surely meet with disaster. In the beginning, there is always a classic story.
Squire, we were hoping to meet with your father. We need a ship for an ocean voyage.
Ocean? Ocean? Ocean?
You know, the ocean, the big blue wet thing.
The big blue wet thing! Yes!
Muppet Treasure Island is a tale of young Jim Hawkins who sets out on a voyage to a tropical island in search of buried treasure.
Which one of you is Hawkins?
I am, sir.
I knew your father, Jim. He was a good man.
Thank you, sir.
Now, he wants to go and explore the world like his father did and become a first mate, which is the next one down from the captain like his father was.
Wow!
Yeah!
Oh, Jerry, he's just a cat!
He's played by a guy named Kevin Bishop.
Yeah.
Who's a 15-year-old guy.
Yeah,
and
dude,
like a dude. He's like a dude. Yeah. Gonna be the next Brad Pitt, I'd like to add.
Yeah.
And we play as pals.
We're gonna be dead.
A lad of 15 can hardly be expected to recover a buried treasure by himself. He's going to require help. That's why you need trustworthy mates.
Oh, this is just so cool. We play ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I play the great Gonzo, and
I play the great Rizzo.
Rizzo, yeah. Hurry, Rizzo!
I'm going as fast as I can. Terrific. Captured by crazed wild pigs and sacrificed hideously before a pagan altar.
Are we lucky or what?
Well, I'm here in my costume that I wear for Muppet Treasure Island.
You've got Captain Smollett, who's Kermit the Frog.
It's not often that a frog gets to be a sea captain. You know, we're more associated with the swamp than the ocean. But it's great. You know, I'm kind of adapted for ocean living. You know, with my flippers and all.
Excuse me.
Pardon? I'm a frog. You know, slippery hands. We wanted to give Piggy a big role in this film, and so we gave her the part of Benjamina Gunn.
It didn't matter how small or how large the part was. Moi wanted to do it. Bonsoir, mes amis. Smalley, can it be you?
Old girlfriend.
You know, I'm beginning to see a pattern in the men I date.
Yeah, well, the past is behind us, and the future below us. We are actually suspended upside down by Long John Silver, ready to plunge to our deaths in the ocean over a cliff, singing a beautiful love song. So take my hand
and have no fear.
We'll be all right. Love led us here.
Moi's heart always belongs to Moi's frog.
I am not in any way involved with Miss Piggy outside of this film. We have a purely professional relationship.
No more, Miss Nice Guy!
Cool!
And then there are the folks at the inn, where Jim Hawkins' quest for the treasure begins.
Give me a rum! Rum till I'm floored!
All right, just once more.
Billy Bones is this drunk old pirate who's got this treasure map hidden away in his trunk upstairs.
Take the map!
What map?
The map to old Flint's treasure. Don't you understand what I've been telling you? I was Flinty's first mate. We all were blind, you and me.
And I die very early in the script. I die on page 13, so you have to come really early if you're going to see me.
We had a lot of fun with him playing a scene where he actually, you know, well, let's just say, passes away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Twice.
And if that ain't a segue, I don't know what is.
Show the clip.
Captain Bones!
He died? And this is supposed to be a kid's movie.
Jim!
Captain?
We are standing in a room with a dead guy!
Mr. Mufflage!
Mrs. Blubberidge is this horrible innkeeper. Who the boys, Gonzo, Rizzo, and Jim, work for.
We want a map, and we'll skewer anybody who gets in the way.
Quick, Jim, the back stairs. Come on. Run! Get out of my inn, you tattoo miseries!
Suddenly you're in a Muppet movie. Suddenly it's like, you finally have made it.
Don't forget to come back tomorrow for our lunchtime special, roast suckling potatoes.
All right.
A pirate movie wouldn't be complete without action, drama, and a bunch of bad guys.
I've got the lad's treasure map now. When the time is right, we'll kill them all.
That's what I said.
I'm playing Long John Silver, who, as you know, has one leg.
Beware the one-legged man. He's the one to fear.
Long John Silver.
At your service.
One leg, Jim. Count them, one.
Tim is a wonderful actor. It was a pleasure to work with someone of his caliber.
Action.
I'm not going to be really patient about this, Benjamina. Where is the treasure?
I just may not tell you.
I get to actually have a sword fight with Tim Curry.
When they asked me to do this, I mean, I didn't really have a second thought about it. I knew that it would be an awful lot of fun.
In Treasure Island, I would say, you know, the three pirates are sort of, they are Muppet pirates.
Holy Lobster. Mad Monty.
Aye.
Clueless Morgan.
Huh? We're three thugs. We're like, kind of like the villains. Now, tell us where the map is, or we'll tear your lip from left.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh.
Look at this. I'm taller. This is so cool. I may even have a future with the NBA.
This won't work. He liked it. Let's torture the rat.
No!
I'm bad, Polly, actually, and I kind of sit on Long John's shoulder. It's not funny, it's a good part.
You're not bad.
Allow me to introduce my pet lobster, Polly.
This poor lobster speaks like a parrot. He's a very, very confused individual.
Piece of the bait!
This is my only number. Now take Sir Francis Drake. The Spanish all despise him. But to the British, he's a hero, and they idolize him. It's how you look at buccaneers that makes them bad or good. And I see us as members of a noble brotherhood.
Hey ho ho!
Oh, I love
honorable
it.
Men.
Poetry and
magic. And before we lose our tempers, we will always count to 10.
On occasion, there may be someone you have to execute. Ooh.
But when you're a professional pirate,
you don't have to...
But this is only the beginning of our quest. There is a broad expanse of ocean between this crew and buried treasure. So you must have a seaworthy ship.
Right behind me here, well, actually, you'll see the word... Let me just duck here. Hispaniola. See, it says Hispaniola. That's the name of the ship.
We are using basically the same valve equipment and everything else that a flight simulator uses. We're down to a little baby electronic lever that you can do this with, and the boat does exactly the same thing.
It's a whole complicated technical process that I don't even pretend to understand.
If you're standing off balance, you can fall over because the ship will just suddenly be going... And it just does full rock and roll, which is just like storm rock and roll. It just goes all over the place. You know, you have to hold on and think...
But no matter how big the boat, life aboard was hard on the crew. Disease, boredom, sickness, and...
I got cabin fever! I've got the tears! Cabin fever!
I got cabin fever! It's burning in my brain!
I got the cabin fever! It's driving me insane!
We got cabin fever, we're flipping our bandanas. Been stuck at sea so long that we have simply gone bananas.
We got cabin fever, we lost what sense we had. We got cabin fever, we're all going mad.
There are very important people who keep our journey on its course. They are known as the filmmakers.
Brian Henson is the best director Moi has ever worked with. For a human, anyway.
Who's he?
Who?
I don't know, he's Brian...
Brian Henson?
Brian Benson?
Is he on the crew?
Benson.
Benson?
What? Henson!
I think he's a lighting guy.
We decided, let's make a world where you believe they both
cohabitate this world, and you believe that these humans grew up and lived around Muppets all of their lives. When actors work with the Muppets, it's important that they can react to and respond to the Muppets the same way that they would to another actor.
The puppeteers, when they have the puppet on their arm, will only talk to you as the character. It's a kind of discipline. And you just get so used to it.
So guys who come to the front, Coolis and Monty and guys, if anything, run in low so that when you get to the front, you can jump up.
We actually directed ourselves. He had nothing to do with us.
You know, I think what Treasure Island offers us is, first of all, the spectacle. I mean, we've never really tackled an actual adventure story. Treasure Island is a big, epic story to tell, and with telling it with Muppets, of course. The Muppets works at all levels, and it's basically a family movie.
Feels like we're really doing it.
It feels like we're finally having an adventure.
Yeah, I'm starving. Where's the kitchen?
But none of this appears on the screen by itself. You need magicians to create the magic. They are the artists and craftspeople.
What I basically have to do is coordinate all the puppet building that's going on for the movie. The world of the characters is pretty wide open. I mean, there'll be people-y puppets, and there'll be animals, and there'll be creatures that maybe nobody will know what they are. And even the band of pirates on the ship is really a motley crew. I mean, we have a goat.
And he's just pretty slow and pretty stupid, I guess.
And a lobster and some dogs, and I mean, it's a little bit of everything. The builders, the artists here work on how it looks and how it works. It has to move well. It has to be able to have as much possibility for a range of expressions we can give it. The characters really pretty much have to stand on their own and be able to work essentially as a good character. The costuming and the props will do a lot to put it into the right period and make it appropriate.
Puppets have special needs. One, they can't pick up a really heavy prop. Often the props have to be rigged into their hands, either sewn or taped or sometimes on wires. I work with a tinsmith who made small lanterns for me and cups in a puppet scale. And it ended up that these props were actually light enough that I can use them just as they are.
Sailing the seven seas on a 5-year mission, boldly going where no man has gone before. Say, that's catchy.
Well, I think any Muppet project's more fun than your normal design project, because they're just such wacky guys, and they do wacky things, and there's always some weird element to it somewhere. The thing with the lead puppets is you quite often see them together, so I always have to consider the colors of what they're wearing in relation to each other. Fozzie Bear's completely wacky, and he's always very influenced by his skin color. He's gold. He's got a pink nose. So he looks very good in pink tones. And then Piggy, who's sort of, you know, pirate's girlfriend. Piggy's figure does change sometimes. She goes up and down like any woman.
yes, she does. She did get a bigger dress. Yeah. She has to. How would she fit in?
While I say I'm trying to create a, you know, 18th century world here, there are a lot of things that come into this movie which are completely wacky. Our rats, for one, they think they're on a Treasure Island cruise. Rizzo the rat thought he'd make a little money on the side and chartered it to all these rats.
All right, folks, have your checks made out to Rat Tours Limited. Remember, we put the rat in Pie Rat. Thank you, Mr. Plagman. Next!
There's another key element that makes the action epic. The adventure intense. No pirate movie is worth its sea salt without memorable music, a hummable score, and singable songs.
When the course is laid and the anchor's weighed, a sailor's blood begins racing. With our hearts unbound and our flag unfurled,
we're
underway and off to see the world.
Underway and off to see the world.
All the music in the film was written by, two very special people to us, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who've written just about every song you've ever heard in your whole life.
The humor of the Muppets is that it's a perfectly normal world. It's just completely insane, but to them it's normal. You can't look at it as something funny. You have to do it completely seriously. So that held over, I think, with the songs too. You have to kind of write them as if you're just writing for a character, a serious character, and the fact that it's a Muppet makes it funny.
Hoist the sails and sailing for adventure on the big blue wet thing.
Sailing for adventure on the big blue wet thing.
Joining Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil is the Lion King's Academy Award-winning composer, Hans Zimmer.
To make the Muppet thing work, you have to surround it with reality. You know, for those characters to really come across as crazy, the more real and traditional I am in my scoring, you know, the more they shine. You can just drop all pretensions and just become a kid and, you know, have a good time.
Sailing for adventure!
It's so nauseating!
Sailing for adventure!
So exhilarating!
Sailing for adventure!
We're all celebrating!
On the deep blue sea!
As you near the end of your journey, the treasure is nearly in your grasp. But what is the treasure, you may ask? The treasure is a rollicking good time.
Shiver my timbers, shiver my soul, yo ho,
ho. Whenever I'm not working, you know me well. I go straight back to the swamp, and that's where I hang out until the next thing comes along.
And they sail their ship across the ocean blue, a bloodthirsty captain and a cutthroat.
Dark a tale as was ever told of the lust for treasure and the love of gold.
Shiver my timbers, shiver my sides, yo ho hee ho. There are hungers as strong as the wind and tides, yo ho hee ho. Shiver my timbers, shiver my sails.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you aboard. Until next time.
Hey, do you mind? We're trying to do a documentary over here.
We're doing an interview here. Do you mind? Thanks. Hey. Ciao.
Was it good coming back to work with the same co-stars as Christmas Carol?
Why do you think I ever left? What do you think I got? Like a mom and pop business someplace? That's it. That's what I do.
Could you tell us about Miss Piggy and what part she's playing and what you have to do with her?
Miss Piggy, you want us to talk about Miss Piggy? She's a pig. What else do we say?
Last time there wasn't quite the sort of passion between the two of you that we've been looking for. Can we be looking for that this time?
Perhaps you've been looking for passion between Miss Piggy and I. I can't exactly say I've been looking for the same passion.
Can you work separately, or does this little piece of your heart always belong to him?
Moi's heart always belongs to Moi's frog. But if the deal was right, you never know.
Are there any of the actors in it as well? What about the real actors?
What?
Hey!
Real actors?
That's a slur to our people.
What do we look like, chopped liver?
Do you get to work with Tim Curry in this?
Have you ever tried Tim Curry?
He's great. Will you shut up? It's not something to eat. Yeah,
it's a chicken dish.
And how about Brian Henson? You worked with him before.
Brian Henson?
Oh,
yeah. No, he's the guy who brings the food around every afternoon.
What about Brian Henson?
He has real long hair. He's a nice boy. Yeah.
You guys work really hard on the set here.
You're darn right.
Yeah.
You hear that, Brian?
We're working hard over here.
We're working.
It's been a couple of years since the Muppet Christmas Carol. What have you personally been up to in that time?
I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of feminist reading.
Could you tell me what your what characters you're playing?
I did the part where I opened the door with the...
Sorry.
Open the door with the key.
With a key. Bless you.
Sorry, I'm sorry. It's didn't okay. I say... Hiya, babe. Hollywood talk. I love
know,
it.
I know,
eat
I
it
know.
Up out there.
When I was just a lad, looking for my true vocation, my father said, "Now, son, this choice deserves deliberation. Though you could be a doctor, or perhaps a financier, my boy, why not consider a more challenging career?
Hey, ho, ho, you'll cruise the shores.
See
you,
lads.
Keep your mind
show
and
him you'll be practicing.
Working out of doors.
True friendship and adventure are what we can't live without.
And when you're a professional pirate,
that's what the job's about.
Upstage, lads. This is my only number. Now take Sir Francis Drake. The Spanish all despise him. But to the British, he's a hero and they idolize him. It's how you look at buccaneers that makes them bad or good. And I see us as members of a noble brotherhood.
Hup! Hey-ho-ho!
Oh, I love it! Tis poetry in motion!
And before we lose our tempers, we will always count to ten.
On occasion, there may be someone you have to execute.
But when you're a professional pirate,
you don't have to wear a suit.
What?
I could have been a surgeon. I like taking things apart.
I could have been a lawyer, but I just had too much heart.
I could have been in politics, 'cause I've always been a big spender.
And me, I could have been a contender.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Tell the truth, lad. Do you really think the captain and the squire are planning to share the treasure with the likes of us? And we being the rightful owners who shed our blood getting it here. Join us, lad. Donate your compass to the treasure hunt and get a full share.
Hey, ho, ho, it's one for all for one. And we'll share and share alike with you and love you like a son. We're gentlemen of fortune and that's what we're proud to be. And when you're a professional pirate,
you'll be honest, brave and free, the soul of decency. You'll be loyal and fair and on the square, and most importantly,
when you're a professional pirate, you're always in the best of property.
When the course is laid and the anchor's weighed, a sailor's blood begins racing. With our hearts unbound and our flag unfurled,
we're underway and off to see the world.
Underway and off to see the world. Hey-ho, we'll go anywhere the wind is blowing.
Manly men,
sailing for adventure on the deep blue sea.
Safely now, Mr. Silver, let's not get sloppy just because we're singing.
Danger walks on deck, we say what the heck, we laugh at the perils we're facing.
Every storm we ride is its own reward,
and people die by falling overboard.
People die by falling overboard. Hey-ho, we'll go anywhere the wind is blowing. Hoist the sails and sing.
Sailing for adventure on the big blue wet thing.
I love to see them cry when they walk the plank.
I prefer to cut a trout.
I love to hang them high and watch their little feet try to walk in the air while their faces turn blue.
Just kidding.
It's a good life on a bug. There are distant lands with burning sands that pull across the oceans.
There are bingo games every fun-filled day.
And margaritas at the midnight buffet.
Margaritas at the midnight buffet.
Just know I was born to lead the life my father led.
The stars will be our compass wherever we may roam, and our mates will always be just like a family. And though we may put into port, the sea is always home.
All right, Mr. Bimbo, I didn't know you had such a good singing voice. You're welcome.
We'll chase our dreams standing on our own, over the horizon to the great unknown. Hey ho, we'll go anywhere the wind is blowing. Bold and brave and free, sailing for adventure.
It's so nauseating.
Sailing for adventure.
So exhilarating.
Sailing for adventure.
Get out of my nest, you dummies.